Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Yeah. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Drinking every Wednesday, we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his knives like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Give it a list.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit it. Play some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boys.
Be glad.
Legal Dope Radio is on. What up, Joe? Welcome back to Wednesday. Gangsta Grills, Heavyweight Records in the building. You bastards.
You motherfucking bastards.
Hey.
Same bitch.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday, fam. You know what it is, Joe. It's 9 o'clock p.m. Legal Dope Radio has began. It's your boy, Quarter the Great.
May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the people's player.
Hey, look at
that. Hey, I ain't even see this nigga adjust himself so he could blow in the phone. Hey, so we definitely back on today, man. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, man. Somebody told me I need to start saying the date when we open this bitch up, so that's what it is.
Hey, that's real.
It's Wednesday, March 23rd. Everybody do that, though. Everybody do that.
Everybody's input.
Everybody do it.
You know, from the people who got the like, I'm one of those who can take the criticism.
Right.
Stop me and say, man, look here, bro. You talk too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? I might look at you and stick my finger up at you. The tallest one on my hand.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's what it is, though. You know what I mean? I appreciate that because you said it. I probably talk too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't for you to say. But I appreciate that, though. Keep talking.
Hey, man, shout out to the managers, man, to be getting these acts on here, man. I just got a text from an undisclosed manager that's trying to get Twista's new artist, Showtime, I think his name is.
Showtime.
Yeah, they're trying to get Showtime on the show, so that should be big. Hopefully we can follow that up with a Twista interview. That would be dope, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday.
We do multi-platinum artists on this show.
We do multi-platinum artists, man. We definitely do multi-platinum artists and producers.
It's not a game.
You know what I mean? And like I say, I sent out the text. I sent out about 700 Facebook invites. I'm about to go on Twitter now. What it is we got tickets to the Kevin Hart after party now. If you've been paying any attention to Facebook and if you've been paying any attention to everything that's been going on in the hood, this is actually a real event. There's actually on Facebook, if you go to Mike Moe's page or the Twin Tower promo page, there's actually footage of Kevin Hart saying he will be attending the after party at the Long Sing in Waukegan. So we actually have two VIP passes to actually kick it in VIP with Kevin Hart. You get photo ops and everything. And who knows, man, the Dope Boys might even buy you a drink. You know what I'm saying? But we're definitely giving those tickets away tonight. I got my mohawk. I'm feeling extremely fly. I keep running my fingers through it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. The boy Fresh Air, the people's player, is putting together the medicine for the evening, man. So, let's see, man. I loaded up some new music. Actually, you know what? I want to do this again, man. Cause I did it last week, and I want to do it one more time. Cause I love these niggas, man. Black Assassins. How nigga what? Get addicted. Supreme. I'm sorry.
That's the next.
Y'all niggas don't rock. what, we don't really give a fuck. We be at the club getting drunk, we be crunk, we be talking it up with big old shoes and skunk. Now tell me who really want me to bring forth the funk and get the pop in the trunk. I'm putting nose in chunk. My niggas killers on the real and niggas known to dump. What's up, jump? Niggas screaming, who that? Then they get slapped with the gap. Yeah, what? Then tie the gap. Just over serving the bumps. I'm serving the funk. I'm trying to stack paper like my name was Donald Trump. Meditate like a monk when the hollow tips go thump thump. Leaving your heart and head with a pump. The fuck, ain't no time to dust. Some nigga what? I'm the nigga with the biggest nuts. I'm the killer when the trigger busts. I'm the nigga that's dealing the dust, making the meat, killing the us, stealing yourself with
my drugs. Excuse me, pardon me. Can't hear a thing from the day till you're done. You're so, you wanna go to the view for being the most. Now you know the John don't need to freely go. Am I supposed to let her approach me with all this animosity and name? Shit, I'm top, look for your plot. With this light of dudes up for fight. Nigga, that's danger. Now I'm motherfucking in love in the game. I'm just to blame, man. Weed on the brain. It's the only thing that got me my day. It's only Izzy, motherfucker. That is nigga, got the brain to pay. Nigga, what's your name?
Yeah, yeah.
Your objective? And these people kill.
Shit, oh, well.
Get my mails and my results in the murder that I killed.
Y'all niggas gon' ride. Y'all niggas gon' die. Y'all niggas better ride.
I'm asking you bitches to step up. Talk shit, wanna run up. Motherfucker, get dropped. 5 slugs on the pump. That's a body dump. I'm cut the face out of these Japanese motherfuckers screaming out homicide. Assassin, bitch, nigga, kill a hoe. And I'm even causing genocide. Running up, gunning up. Who that be? You meet this thug. What? You get too frustrated. You don't, nigga, fall to your knees and choke on blood. Can you feel the hair rush? Huh, nigga, what? Nigga, got a hair for the demons and they finna bust. Setting foot up in your slop and I'm racking it up. Contemplating in a draw. Who the fuck can trust? Not pitching. Torture with more witchcraft than a sorcerer. So bad of a bitch reincarnated, so hated it came back in my own daughter. Madam hatred, the safer one, bringing forth more light than the rising sun. Unload from my clip and your life is gone. That's the answer there, tell you I'm the chosen one. Two, three cadavers beneath my feet. Decreasing the body count on the feet. Can you fuck with me? The body fold.
I'm lurking, snatch a nigga out his car, lay his ass down on the ground. This is Zach Mood, that's for sure. I'm taking your cash and I'm closing your curtains and skirting. Don't flirt with a two-tone bullet dispersing, young nigga. Cause I'm busting and cussing like a motherfucking drunken sailor. Following niggas home like a trailer. Him and they ass up like the tailor. Then guess what's next on the boss? I'ma send they ass off just like the mailer. With no return address, I write the best from quality on under stress. I'ma sit down and pray because I'm blessed. Then let some weed smoke and go off my chest.
Shit, you look in my eyes, my disguise. I ain't claiming no ties. With a nigga wanna socialize. See my music confusing just like a loose in the camouflage. So where did the damage I wanna vocalize? Keep it coming so ferocious. I set it on fire like the mama grass and Sammy Sosa. Fuck, I'm open, my boat. I got to open like ventilation. Abrasive, some mental and physical lyrical assassination. With masking, ripping these niggas and blasting. Get your ass and we smashing the mask. Motherfuckers, another brother. As I deliver the message, feel my presence. I'm super fly, nigga. Do or die, nigga. Who am I, nigga? Mr. Killer. Don't make me have to get to hit you with a player maneuver. Like a Ruka sometimes. I feel good to you. Don't it feel good to you?
Y'all niggas gon' die. Y'all niggas better ride.
Yeah, 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 that right there, Joe, Black Assassin, Supreme. The Black Assassins consists of Don't Get It Fucked Up, Quarter Key. It was just it was political shit involved, you know what I mean? But the Black Assassins involved Quarter Key, Lisette, a.k.a. Madam Hate, EVIL, Don Qualion, and Young Nate. a young Nate too.
Young Nate too.
You feel me? But that was Black Assassins. That was Supreme right there. That song is X amount of years old. Real talk. I don't want to date nobody. The women on the song, for that matter. I don't want to date nobody. You know what I'm saying? But fam, keep rubbing this mohawk, y'all. Like you said, it's crazy. Hey, the song is fairly old though. So shout out to DBC. That's whose song it was, actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, he'll explode that boy. You gotta watch this dude. Hey man, big shout out to Quarter the Key, man. Quarter the Key. Big shout out to Quarter the Key, man. We're getting addicted. Legal Dope Wednesday. We got Bully Bogart tatting in the spot. We got Gangsta Grills, Heavyweight Records, you bastard. Hey man, I wanna send my my thoughts out to my man Jay, man, going through a hard time right now. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the homie J5, the fly guy, you feel me? Legal Dope Boys is riding with the homie. You know what it is. Hey, so it's wild right now, too, fam, because the lines is going bananas. Because when we sent the text message out and we got to doing the club and for the show, everybody saw Kevin Hart and went berserk. You know what I mean? Like, everybody thought that the tickets was for... Everybody figured the tickets was for the actual concert. Bless you. But we have tickets tonight for VIP at the Long Sing on Green Bay Road in Waukegan. We got VIP at the after party. Kevin Hart will be in the building. It's not one of those things where, you know, somebody come do a show and then they have a party, an after party, and that person ain't even there. You know what I'm saying? Fam will be in the building. If it's not for 5 minutes, but I think it's more than that because you got the confirmation to kick it. So I think fam going to be in the building. So we got two VIPs we're giving away later on in the show. So stick and stay for that. Let you know how you can get them. Because you know we're going to have some freak shit for you.
And I'm stalking niggas' Facebook. Listen, this is what I'm doing. And I'm telling you, I'm pissing people off because people don't like when I do it. So what I'm doing is I'm actually going on people's actual statuses. You know what I'm saying? And I'm putting get addicted on their statuses. It has nothing to do with what they're talking about. Oh, shit, man, this is great. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love it, man. I just do it, and I continue to do it, and I can't help myself. Hey, shout out to the boy, Lupe Fiasco, man. I
heard the CD is blazing.
Man, he moving units, man. The CD is banging.
You heard it?
You know what I'm saying? I heard
some of it. I got it.
80% of it.
See, I know Lupe, and at the same time, you know, I'm doing the boy Wiz like this, too. I got to get in the mood for it. I don't mean mood. I guess I'm trying to set myself up for it.
Now?
Like, I'm on my iPod, fam, and it's shot pretty free. It's too much shit to, you know what I'm saying, for me just to put that in and listen to it right now. So I want to give it my attention.
Now, remember?
I be getting my shit in, you know, me and Bully or whatever.
Remember when me, you, and who was that, Sonny Stranger?
Stranger.
Me, you, and Sonny Stranger sat in the back of the crib on Hervey, and we expanded our minds. And we listened to the whole Lupe album.
The first one.
And I was blown away. Now, I actually listened to the new one at work, you know what I'm saying, while I was senior and working. So I really couldn't listen to it because I work hard, you know what I'm saying. But I just, you know, I want to get a chance to, like Fresh say, I want to be able to just sit back and actually listen to the record. You know what I'm saying, in my own element, in my own zone. But for me to be on some whole other stuff and listening to it, it was still hot. You know what I'm saying? It was still nice. So big shout out to Lupe, man.
That's good. He's moving units. I'm glad for hip hop. Hey, so on the end of that, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna jump into a conversation. It's not really the question of, you know.
Right.
I'm gonna jump into a conversation because I was having a talk this morning, and we were talking about hip hop as we always do, you know. And we're talking about like Kanye, for example. You know what I mean? I just, you know, with where people going with their hip hop voice. And you hear me say this all the time. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about where people going with their hip hop voice. Because like I was talking about Kanye, like the boy, he's nice, man, but
yeah,
like
stupid nice.
And like
but.
It's a butt, you know what I mean? And I don't even mean edgy or street or none of that. You don't got to talk about guns and dope and none of that, you know what I mean? Because he never did.
Because he's the best at not doing that.
You see what I'm saying? And that's well put. And you just wonder, like, where that went, you know what I mean? Because on the heels of that, me and the homie Boogie was riding, like I say, shout out to Freddie Free, my iPod is full. And we were old Kanye, and I heard the dude say something
along the lines of whatever it was, and it was like, man, where did this boy Kanye go? It didn't matter what he was talking about. It just because, like, what that person kept saying was Kanye in a different place now. Kanye can talk, you know, he's talking international now and blah, 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 blah. All that might be true. All that might be true, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, and I hate it when you get that voice and you use it, you know, differently. I can't say wrong because he's eating, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you use it differently, like, he's in the position to say whatever he wants to, and he can say it how, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just tripping off that, and I hate that right now. We're talking about, like, Lil Wayne. Like, I hate that right now.
Yeah, he can say, people pretty much saying what they want to
put hip-hop on their back and make sure it don't go nowhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe my quote this morning was something along the lines of, I said something along the lines of, like it was one thing to make hip-hop music and it become pop. Like, you know, the way Bam did Annie, talking about Jay-Z,
right.
Annie track or whatever, what song was that, Hard Knock Life or whatever. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's one thing to do hip-hop and the masses like it, and it becomes popular music, because that's what pop music stands for. And it becomes popular music, that's one thing.
Right.
But then you, that's real.
That's real. That's what it is.
That's what it stands for. You know what I'm saying? Popular
because
music.
Because you make it pop music. You make it popular.
You feel me? Shout out to the Legal Dope Boys. Teaching somebody something. You know what I mean? So that's popular. That's what it is. It's popular music. And so it's one thing when you're making that hip-hop, and it becomes pop. That's dope. Shout out to everybody getting mega money. Shout out to Kanye, because he does that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, dude is making pop music as a hip-hop pioneer, like a pillar, a cornerstone. You know what I mean? He's making pop music. Like the 808s and Heartbreak shit, get paid. But come on, fam, where does it stop?
What he's doing is he's making popular music to blend in with the pop music. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
it's watering down hip-hop, though. Like I said, it was different when, and I use watering down loosely. Some people might not think that, you know what I'm saying? But it's like taking hip-hop, it's like hip-hop was the edgy. Hip-hop was, you know, hip-hop has everybody sagging their pants, like it or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at first, it was only people in jail because there wasn't no belt. Just keep
Shout
it real.
Fab Five.
You know what I'm saying? It just keep it real. You know what I mean? At first, it was people in jail because there wasn't no belt. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So at the same time, it was like hip-hop got the masses on a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? So you sit back and you fall back and it's like, damn, we supposed to keep that voice alive, that individuality.
Right.
You know what I mean? That one pants leg up, one pants leg down. You know what I mean?
Right.
That the spray paint on your brand new outfit. Like, come on, fam. All that's hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but it's like, I'm going to tell you what I think it is, man.
Say that before we get to a song, too.
Besides hip hop growing up, you know what I'm saying? And getting mature, the people that's actually doing it is growing in their own way. And it's just unfortunate that, you know what I mean? They grow the way they decide to grow.
Now, watch this. Shout out to them because we was hating on them skinny jeans and all that other shit, right? Now, because we're too old for that, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to the skinny jean wearers and the jerk movement and that new hip-hop movement because it's just that. It's hip-hop.
Right.
They're expressing that shit.
Right.
They're not doing the, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to say the Kanye because, you know, it's like I'm putting him in the loophole. I'm putting him in the box, you know what I'm saying? Because Kanye don't fit in nobody's box. Kanye is definitely an individual, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that new hip hop is they doing their own thing. They're keeping their individuality. They're keeping that on the corner thing. They jerking and dancing, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
come on, we was in a loop 10 years and they was out there doing routines. Like, they worked, you know what I mean? That's
right. They worked on that shit. Like, yeah. I remember when we was younger, you know, our sisters and them and our brothers and them cousins, they would set their routines up back when niggas used to pop. You remember popping?
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Back when niggas used to pop. You know, they used to set their little routines up and they would do their thing at the party, you know what I'm saying? And that's it just came right back around on us. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. It's just in a different place. Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. Jeans were super tight back then, fam, and they had on the super tight Letterman jackets. You know what I'm saying? Back when Bruce Lee was what it was, you know what I'm saying? And everybody wanted to be Bruce Leroy, so they wore kung fu pants and shit.
I remember having a little test.
You remember UTFO? You remember UTFO? You know what I'm saying? These dudes came out in ninja outfits. You know what I'm saying? That was hip-hop, though. That was how they was expressing themselves. So, like I said, you know, Fresh is right. You know what I mean? It's hip-hop. It is what it is, but you know...
and like all the real great ones, like they kind of get looked over, you know what I'm saying? And it's unfortunate. Jay-Z had a quote on the song that I had, and I meant to load it up today, but I didn't, and I started to. But he said all the great rappers are gone. Okay, the way everybody's doing their music right now, I agree.
Yeah.
Jay got to come in and do something. Y'all keep bringing dude back in. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, bro.
No,
it's y'all's fault.
No, I
agree. They keep bringing Jay back in.
I agree.
And then he get here and they get
like
mad.
This, no, it's like this. And watch how I help you out. What you mean by y'all? What you mean by they and y'all keep bringing Jay back in is he's offended like where his culture is going.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so
he has
to come back and watch this. It's funny. I was just thinking about that when I walked out the room. I was thinking to myself while you was talking, it was like, if Jay got to come back and do shit like that, the auto-tune.
You know what I'm saying?
If he has to come back and do shit like that.
It's something
like that. No, not even. Now, watch this. Now, that's a knock to those people who got that one strong, super extra powerful voice. Now, watch this, what I'm saying by that, because it's like you got the Lil Wayne's and the whoever, the Kanye's, all the people with them big voices that anybody listen to and follow them and do what they say, you know what I'm saying? You got people like that who was doing the auto-tunes, right? And then when somebody like Jay came out and do that song, they stopped.
Right.
Now, look at the flip side of it, how hip-hop worked. T-Pain been doing auto-tunes. Somebody like Jay-Z came out and did for auto-tunes. Man, keep on doing it, and his career don't stop. That's because he was true to what he was doing. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Jay wasn't everybody. He was saying, come on, if you're going to be this. But don't get to conforming and making pop music. They're making pop music. That's what was going on with that. People was making pop music. When auto-tunes was popular, in quotes, when auto-tunes was popular,
right,
people was using it and making popular music. Play a song, my nigga.
That's what it is.
You feel me? That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, though. On everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, they keep making this dude come out. And then they get mad when he come out. You know what I'm saying? Because he's fucking the money up. Like, think about it, though. Think about it, though, fam. He the only big homie still out here.
You gotta remember, back then, motherfuckers used to go take a vacation somewhere and write an album for a year or something. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I feel you. Hey, listen, though.
They ain't doing that no more.
Hey, listen, though, fam. He one of the only big homies that's still out here getting it. A big homie besides Dre, and he chilling. Like, he don't know what to do with this. I am, and I'm going to play a song first, but I am almost convinced that the only reason why Detox hasn't come out yet is because hip-hop keeps fucking up. And Dre don't quite know what to do with, like, he know it's all on him, man.
Hey, you know what? I'm surprised at how much money Dre does not have. We're going to go to this song, fam, and come back and talk about that in a minute. I'm surprised with how much money the boy don't got, man. Get addicted, Corey the Great.
Lose control. Bigger than love.
Key West Corporation. And with it, without your cooperation. Drake,
the motherfucking boss, bitch. Pull up to the dolphin top, gone rock and roll shit. And Quarter Key, that's the stage name. And all the women seen it, you can tell by how they legs twist. Anthropo Negro, kids in the hood call me black superhero. I'm a big dog, I ain't never been a bitch. Yo, life is like dice, I ask a shooter what it hit for. Match the chain, make the wrist glow. I feel most slim chicks and pimping out of Frisco. Hit the ball with savvy ball out, no disco. And watch this bitch lose control.
Back to Legal Dope Boys. It's Quarter to Great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh air to people's prayer.
Hey, caller from the, with the 878. We're going to get to you in a minute. Hey, so we were just off the air, you know, and we was talking. And, you know, before we went to Lose Control, about Quarter to Great off the Bigger Than Love album, I said I was surprised at how much money Dr. Dre didn't have. And what I meant by that was, I meant to get on this last week, but I didn't because it was Sam's birthday and we had Perfect Gentlemen and all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Kicked it off.
Hip Hop's Richest List came out. Richest People in Hip Hop, the list came out last week, you know. And, you know, I'm not late on it. Like I said, I had it last week. I just partied a little too high. It's because I started at the bottom, and that's what I really want to talk about. You know what I mean? I'm gonna start with the number one list because you know I don't even have to build no suspense because I want to talk about the bottom of the list really. But ending it off is Diddy passed up Hov. Diddy's worth $475 million. Hov is worth $450 million. Now it's a big drop between two rich dudes, and the third spot was held down by Dr. Dre, $125 million. Now, I told y'all we can't watch TV in the studio, man, because we all, you know what I mean. Now, Dr. Dre was in the third spot. Now, the fourth and fifth spot was a tie at $100 million apiece. And it was 50 and Baby for Cash Money, believe that or not. You know, and like Jay-Z said in one of his rhymes, what do you say, fam? I figure Forbes, what do you say? What's the line? Take what the Forbes figured and figure more because they forgot to account what I did with the Raw. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at, you know, your street niggas with that money. You know what I'm saying? We ain't calling out none of them five. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to look at the people who got money from elsewhere that the four weren't able to count. You feel me? But, like I said, Baby and 50 was tied in with 100. And Dre was in the middle with 125. That is just weird to me. You know what I mean? That's what we was talking about while Lose Control was on. That's just weird to me because it just seems like it would be more cake involved, you know, with the distance between 50 and Dre, if that make any sense. I guess I'm the only one that feel like that, you know what I mean? Because the homie was saying that it made total sense to him, you know what I mean, with 50's side ventures, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like I was telling him, it's like, you look at the vitamin water thing that knocked him $100 million up front, you know what I mean? He only worth $100 right now and got $100 from vitamin water by itself from that $900,000 that he invested from his first deal that he got $1.5 from. I understand where he was going with it. You know what I'm saying, blood? I feel you. But like that, that's definitely a quick lick. You know what I'm saying? But not, and then take what you just said and look at the time he been in and then look at the time he hit that vitamin water lick.
Dre was probably in debt.
Only.
We don't know.
Dre was definitely in debt, and we do know You know what I'm saying? Because Dre Day only met Easy's payday. You know what I mean? So we do know that. We do know Dre was in debt. We do know that. No, I understand that. It's still tripped out to me. It's still tripped out to me. No, I feel that. But then at the same time, you gotta figure all them Beats by Dr. Dre headphones is gonna ring on the floor next year.
That's cool. Yeah, but you gotta know that that shit behind it. He might have got paid off time. Some people get paid off top and don't get none of the
extra. Man, don't nobody do that no more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hungry motherfuckers like you and I know that. Hey, watch this. I'm going to tell you what's funny about this whole conversation. So I sat up in there with Friday Night, who's missing an action today because I think he's playing dominoes for money. Lunch on him tomorrow. I sat up in the kitchen, Joe, with Friday and my uncle today. You know what I mean? And he told me some old news that wasn't even relevant to what he was talking about. And it's funny how I was going to say something on the show tonight about that anyway, just because if you fit, and it fits. I just be there.
Yeah.
Bam. Sean Connery turned down the role in Lord of the Rings. Who's the wizard? What's the wizard? Who's the man? I'm dumb to it.
The wizard.
Okay.
I haven't even
fam,
seen.
You know, fam turned down Sean Connery, James Bond. You know, old player in Hollywood turned down the role for the wizard, whoever that, you know, it's a big role. They offered him X amount of money, you know what I'm saying, turned it down. Nobody's doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? Everybody understands. That's like, you know, not taking points. That's like not taking points. It kind of is, though, because it's like you're doing the album and knowing it's going to be a single. Why would you do a song with, you know, Jay-Z and you just going to take the money up front? Better example, a motherfucker did a track for Quarter Key. Fam took the beat, Joe, put it in his pocket, because I know him. He probably had scratches on it immediately. Put it in his pocket, got in the car, left the studio, fam, turned the car on, put the car in drive, and on his way to the crib, heard that same beat on the radio. Missy on that boy. New Missy, Monica. What was it? So Gone. Monica. Fam sold that track for $30,000?
Yeah.
No points. That was years ago, fam.
Yeah, so a lot
nobody
of
does that
everything.
No more, fam.
Dre ain't sitting down making nobody no beats no more.
Fam, Dre, we talking about headphones. Dre ain't sat down here and said, man, I'm going to make these beats by Dr. Dre headphones. Give me $2.5 million. I'm not going. He said, man, look here. Joe, pay me on the ad thing because I know what it is. Joe.
Hey, man. Dre
getting
that money.
Is it the estimation that they're giving or is that them people might be giving the estimation?
Hey, man, Dre finally letting us count his money, man.
Man, he probably spent $300 million and we don't know.
Hey, I'm about to fuck with this block life right quick, man. Money out the ass. Shout out to D Lab, BMG.
We got.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy 3Bs, you know what I'm saying? You know how it go. You know what I'm talking about? Probably so. Let's get it in, man. Money out the ass. Get it there.
Should be played at high volume.
Jay's on my feet, raised in the street. Mama got money, ain't gay shit to me. Don't smoke too much for a J-O-B. Walk around smelling like I just sprayed on weed. At the gas station, they hate on me. I fill my tank, they putting 8 on 3. Half these niggas is H-O-E's. I'ma swing on the fool like Ron R.C. AC good, make the old car freeze. Brakes good too, make the old car freeze. You ever seen Palm Tree? I've been to Palm Beach. You ain't getting money, it's in arms reach. Yeah, every day is a party. Hoes wanna kick it, nowadays you gotta call them. Phone keep ringing, gotta keep my charge. Meet me on Lake Cook, I ain't going no far. I bought the lag, smelling like cash. Fit so fresh, probably left on the tag. Sun so hard, make a broke nigga mad. I don't give a fuck, I got money out the ass. Money out the ass. Shitting on these haters, got money out the ass. Money out the ass. Money out the ass. I smell like cash, got money out the ass.
Leaning out the whip, diamond slicking off the dashboard. Money don't fold, why you think I lay it flat for? When I get low, I just go and hit the sash, Joe. I can get some more, throw my ones in the trash, Joe. Money out the ass, don't even try to count it all. Just throw it on the scale, just read the grams around them all. Clip out the tail. You should see me wipe them off, I just like the smell. You should see me peel them off, pick my chick up. She be leaning out the whip too. Money don't fold, got it stuffed up in a Jimmy Choo. Like to smoke weed, gotta thank for anything new. Money out the ass, do anything she wanna do. I be wasting cash, acting like like I don't need it. I just act a ass cause my money ain't leaving. I'm just living fast, big money I'm needing. Money out the ass, big money we breathing.
High pop a lag, feeling like cash. Fit so fresh, probably left on the tag. Sun so hard, make a broke nigga mad. I don't give a fuck, I got money out the ass. Money out the ass, money out the ass. Shitting on these haters, got money out the ass. Money out the ass, money out the ass. I smell like cash, got money out the ass.
Hey, check game, Joe. Little dope boy, quarter to great.
May. Fresh air to people's player. That was a short version. That was a short version. Hey, man.
Hey, shout out to the homie B-Rock, who must have missed the beginning of the show. It was crazy because I was just talking about, you know, people who, you know, if you got some criticism on the show, you feel like I'm talking too much or something, you know, let them play it out and say, man, y'all feel like you're talking a little bit too much. As I said then, I probably ain't going to listen to you because it's my show. You feel me? But, hey, it is what it is. Hey, we got to take a phone call in a minute. 772.
Hey, let's do that short right quick. Man, get it, bitch.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Uh-huh.
Came to the cross, man, like a pound of purple. Came to the cross, man, came to the cross, man, like a pound of purple. Purple, man, like a pound of purple.
Okay.
Came to the cross, man, like a pound of purple. Came to the cross, man, came to the cross, man, like a pound of purple. Purple,
man, like a pound of purple. Came to the club, reeking stupid, fruity, great. Gooey, sticky, icky, weedy with a great taste. On my Jimi Hendrix shit, I'm smoking purple haze. Same shit Prince was smoking when he made purple rain. Did some dipset shit, purple city bird gang. High end fly, nigga. Birds playing, Gucci man ham with a big bag of purple. Damn right I'm going in, don't nobody smoke commercials. Sitting here chilling with some bitches that he flirting. Got this goofy weed from a nerd, I call it Steve Burton. $5,500 for the pound, and it's worth it. Gave Cortez a couple zones, told him go ahead and smoke. He a fool when he busted down and sold it, made $5,500, and he went and bought his own shit. Went and bought a new whip, went and bought a blue chain. I told him he was tripping, should have got purple, man.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
stop right there, Joe. Mm-hmm. Definitely, fam, for the That's what made the song hard, too. Fam was going absolutely ham, but that fool was killing me with them You know what I mean? Because I kept thinking he was going to rap when he didn't. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, so, too, fam, we're giving away tattoos. Not plural, I'm sorry. We're giving away a free tattoo. You know, Billy Bogart is a tattoo artist. We open up a tattoo shop coming soon. All I'm trying to do is iron out the location right now. We got the licensing and everything. You know what I'm saying? License to Ill on the Skin, nigga. And we got the tattoo company coming soon, though. You feel me? Big is big with it. You know what I mean? And that means sick for the Cali impaired. You feel me? Hey, fam, nice with the tattoo. So we're giving away a tattoo over the air. So you can call and inquire, fam. If you pretend like you want one, you say the right shit. As simple as that. We'll make sure you get a tat. I wasn't trying to rhyme either. That's the new slogan, y'all. As simple as that. Make sure you get a tat. That's what I think.
I like that.
Ah, man.
How does that make sure you get a tat? I like that. That's hard.
Hey, so check it out, man. Switch gears a little bit, fam. Elizabeth Taylor died.
What? Get out of Dodge.
Elizabeth Taylor did die, fam. For those that don't know, you know what I mean, she was from the golden age of Hollywood, you know, that's what they call it, the golden age. That was when it was all peachy and diamonds and pearls, you know, and nice furs. That was also Michael Jackson's homegirl, you know what I mean? That was Michael Jackson's homegirl. So Elizabeth Taylor, Liz Taylor, her son called her. She was definitely an activist as far as, you know, he was an activist as far as doing worldly things for the community. I can't even say community for our country, for humanity. That's the word I'm looking for. Humanitarian. Michael Jackson, definitely. She died, though. Obviously, you didn't know, so you know that's what we do over here, Legal Dope and Farm.
Wow. Hey, well.
Hey, man, when I die, man, cremate me, man, and put me in an Etch-A-Sketch. Straight up, man.
That mob said when I died, cremate me and put me in that sketch. Wow. Alright, well, man, RIP, man. It's crazy. Hey, so
we'll take the 772 call and then we're gonna jump into that 551 and 619. You on next too. Just hold fast. 772, you are on the air now.
Well,
hello.
Yes, I was calling to you. I was get some Kevin Hart tickets.
Hey, you know what? You're gonna have to stick and stay. We haven't came, but we definitely have something real saucy as far as the question go. But we got a certain way we do it over here at the Legal Dope House, man. It's a certain way we do it. So you just gotta stick and stay.
I have to what?
You have to stick and stay.
You got to chill out. You got to hold the phone. You got to relax.
I've been chilling out. I've been to tell y'all damn songs, too. I've been chilling out.
Okay. Well, you're doing a good job, then. We'll holler at you in a minute.
You're doing great. Hey, shout out to whoever that was, man. Hey, she said, what is stick and stay? Shout out to you, man. Let's do this here.
551, you're on
there. Yo, what up? What's good?
Everything.
How y'all
what
feeling
is?
Today, man? Man, it's Sick Sicker, man. How y'all feeling?
You said it's Big Peppin'?
Sick Sicker, man. Sick Sicker. Yeah, man. I'm just checking y'all out, man. You know, just showing y'all love here, man. And, you know, doing the thing, man. Like, you know, I wanted to start up a little small discussion, man. I want to know, you know, man, who do you think the hottest who has the most buzz in the town, you know, saying as you know, a rapper or hip hop artist, you think, right now as we speak, just in the town right now in the vicinity. Even though that's a small scale, you know, but that's something I want to talk about.
In what town?
In the town from North Chicago. From North Chicago to Chicago, Waukegan.
Watch this. I'm not going to even say the obvious. Give me D-Lad.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, D-Lad's the hottest one. And why? Okay. And why you say that?
I mean, because you said as far as buzz, you know what I mean? Because that dude don't stop working.
Yeah, the buzz.
Like, D-Lad is everywhere. D-Lad got his brand out here, 100% pure. You know who D-Lad is.
Okay.
If you don't, you ask him who D-Lad is. And that's, he got his job done by doing that much.
Okay, I can dig that. And why do you think, like, other rappers don't have, like, you know, that much of a buzz, man? You think it's just, like, they don't have that work ethic as D-Lad, or, you know, if
some
explain.
People just some people
say,
just ain't hot.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the town that's not hot, that thinks they're hot, that has a good buzz going on that you can think of?
I mean, you stay out here, what you think?
I'm asking y'all.
Y'all more in the town than I am, man.
I don't, you know, I hit and go, man, because I'm not in the streets like I used to be.
Okay, well, here we go then. So you barely be around, you know, you're in and out, right?
Right.
Who do you hear about?
Who do I hear about?
And like, who's hot? I'm sure we're not the first people you asked this question, right?
Nah. Okay, I don't think there's a lot of people, man, from my perspective of everything, how everything is going. I think that there's very slim a few or whatnot. I know you got some people out there that are, you know, going. I've seen D-Lad up here in Kenosha. And, you know, I've seen some of his posters and things of that nature. You know, back in the day, I used to see a lot, you know, with who is that? Just, they got them young cats. I don't hear nothing about them no more. What is it? The young JR cat. I heard about him. I mean, just like somebody with a big buzz, man. I'm just saying that I don't really think that there's anybody like with a huge buzz like everybody. Like, really knows, man, and I'm just wondering, like, why that is, man, and, you know what I'm saying?
I think
the hustle's gone, man. I think everybody, the hustle's gone in North Chicago and in Waukegan, man, to be honest with you. I think all that hustle's gone.
Okay, you know what? And that's fair. At first, I was kind of wondering where you was going with this, but that's fair. I buy that. I think, and that's why I said D-Lad off the top of my mind. That's why he jumped right out at me, because he doesn't stop working. Like, what a lot of people don't know is he just started this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it just seemed like he'd been rapping forever and rap hustling forever. That's not the case.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I said D-Lad off the gate. You know what I mean? Like, it's a couple that come to my mind. I would think the problem would be you not being out here as much as you would want to be out here to have the answer to your question. I would invite you to my neighborhood to come check it out and see. You know, you would get your answer by doing that.
I mean, I shouldn't even have to go that far to the neighborhood to come check it out. I should already know about it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but at the same time, fam, the days of you traveling to Arkansas and getting the SIBO tape from your cousin is over with, fam. You know what I'm saying? You got to go someplace and ask about some people, fam, because everybody rap nowadays. You feel me?
Yeah,
everybody do that shit.
You.
When you go somewhere, man, everybody will say that they got such and such or they rap. Or everybody do that, bro. Everybody got a studio with their crib and all of that. So you got to get out there and figure out what you want when you're doing what you want. Hey, good looking out for the call, though, Six Sicker. You know what it is every Wednesday, man, getting addicted with the legal dope boys.
My man.
Good looking out.
Yo.
Hey, whoever that was, fuck them. Right there? Whoever that was, fuck them.
Yeah, he tried to call the show.
Yeah, no, see, this
That's
is
why I went in like I did.
Right, and like... You know, Fam sitting up here talking like he do. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was a perfect example of how this shit normally goes. You know what I'm saying? Because I just wanted to attack the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, blood go politics. Nigga, I got a radio show, nigga. Fuck you.
Listen, though, fam.
Like, I am me.
BMG.
We get.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
Block life.
SQ. You already know. Hey, I ain't got to keep going.
Got the Lord D-Lag with 100% pure.
You ain't got to keep going.
Well, niggas don't even know blood rap. They think he just out here knocking niggas out and doing tattoos.
You know what I'm saying?
I have a monster out here on this mic, too.
Hey, I
rap. I'm just playing.
This is what I'm going to do. Right? I'm back in my zone again as far as, like, I'm a perfectionist. You know what I'm saying? And, like, motherfuckers don't, like, motherfuckers got to understand that. I'm a perfectionist, man.
I hear this new shit.
Like, I'm a perfectionist, man. Like, my new shit, fam, the shit I'm about to put out, fam, like, I'm working on projects freshmen don't even know about. You know what I'm saying? And when I do that, it's a problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, my view at being hot is different from another nigga view at being hot. Like, I think Newgrounds is like the hottest group out here. You ain't hearing from them right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what they doing, though. I know what they doing. Like, I know what Andre 3000 is doing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't that kind of game no more. Like, I don't want to be hot out here. I've done that. You know what I'm saying? I need global hot. Fuck here. You understand what I'm saying? I know my people got me. Now, fam, talking about North Chicago, Waukegan, and Zion, fam, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I got a certain fan base. You understand what I'm saying? But my town is my town. And you can say what you want to, fam, but you can stand on any corner in my town and ask them about the hottest rapper, and you know what they're going to say. You know what I'm saying? If they don't say somebody in my crew, they're going to say me.
Out the bad mouth. What up, Joe?
You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on it. I don't give a fuck who you think is hot. You know what I'm saying? I think motherfucking Cass City is hot. I like them niggas. I think Bad Mouth is hot. I like that nigga. Not because he's part of the family, because he's hot. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, we could go to Cali and do the same shit. Like, y'all ain't understanding. I could go to Memphis. I could go to certain places down south and do the same shit and be the same nigga. Strictly underground funk. Keep the crossover, nigga. That's all I'm going to say, nigga. Get addicted. Somebody say SQ.
Want you to buy things. You think I love her? She's so hood, quick to fight a nigga. see that dick fine ass. You can walk her ass off in a whip, can't mean what a rock. She comes past with a strut that a cut flat. You can walk her ass off in a whip, can't mean what a rock.
Nah, I mean, anybody said that, keep it 100. You back with the legal dope, boys. It's for the great.
May, rap like this.
Aggressive legal dough.
We're sharing the people's player. Hey, fam, like, hey, it's funny though because, like, this project I'm working on right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's outside everything. Everything else is done. Everything else is done. Legal dough to the mixtape done. You know what I'm saying? Bigger than love, bigger than life. Everything is done. We just picking songs for that shit.
It must be halftime, because that's what you meant.
It's coming. But outside all of that, fam, outside everything that's already done, I figured, like, you know, it's just, I can't help but do it. Even when I don't want to, or even when I ain't trying to do it, I get colder. So that's just, you know, it's a sign out there telling me to keep doing what I'm doing. So, like, it's two projects, it's nine songs per project. Y'all know I like doing shit like this, right? One's a mixtape and one's an album, but they come together. The autobiography of Sean and the biography of Quarter Key. Nine songs each. And it's The breakdown to them is crazy. The length of the songs is crazy. Like, I'm about to freak all the way the fuck out.
Hey, man, shout out to Deuce Pop, man. I heard that boy got his license back.
Wow, tell Deuce Pop come pick me up. Shoot. Tell him to come get me, man. I need a ride, man. Hey, so, it's about halftime. It's about 2 minutes to half. It's 2 minutes to half. And
hey, pick some egg shells up, Drew.
Hey, no answer. It's 2 minutes to half. We need a 2 minute song.
Touchscreen operating system we got. Fam just touched at the area that he thought it was on, and he thought he turned the mic on. He just touched at the area like, man, we on. All right, so check it out. So,
kick is definitely on. Hey,
yeah. What up, Joe?
What up, Joe?
It's your boy, Kick. Go ahead.
Oh, you on? Oh, yeah, I didn't know you was on, huh?
Yeah, you know your boy, Kick, slides in.
Slide on in, then, Kick. What up, Joe?
What's happening with you, Legal Dope Boys? I want to say what's happening to all my Legal Dope listeners. This is your boy, Kick, with your news that you can use. So what's going on with y'all fellas over the weekend, man? Y'all have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah, man. I did. You know I did.
Oh, yeah, I know you celebrated all the way to Sunday night.
Yeah, my weekend was cool, man. I hit a, you know, I've been baked. I hit a bump in the road halfway through, but I'm cool, though. How about you?
Oh, man, it was all good. Enjoyed some good weather. We had 70s and 80s, you know, and stuff like that happens. You know, it's always a lovely one. But with the Legal Dope News, we got a little bit of, now everybody, you know that beef surrounds 50 Cent. You know, he the one that actually just turned up the whole vibe on beef. You know, we got the series that come on TV, we got the movies coming on. He back into it with Ja Rule. Not over nothing particular, but Ja Rule just got hit with a $1.1 million case, tax evasion. So, you know, 50 going to put them on blast. They've been going back and forth on Twitter since the news hit the airwaves, you know, yesterday evening. So everybody out there, if you didn't get your tweet on, you know, if you just want to be informed like that, like I do, you know, it's just pure comedy. 50 just giving them the business, like, you know, niggas spend all their time selling dope and keeping all that money. Now you get legal money and you still want to keep it all and not just make your money. So he went ham on them. That was just something that's just hitting all of the major headlines right now. And then, gave him the business. It don't make sense, you know what I mean? We do so much in the street that, you know, once we get legal, we got to either do it right or you might as well just be doing what you've been doing. But enough with that. We got Chris Brown. He just released his Fame album yesterday. Now, a lot of people are projecting that he's going to do some real good numbers. Hopefully he is. He came back from, you know, this little Rihanna incident. You know, he's been getting hit all over TVs, too. You know, about...
I want a moment of silence for Chris Brown's career. Over with for that boy.
Yeah.
Man,
two steps
along with getting popped, your boy Wyclef got hit in Haiti. I guess somebody went after him or whatever. And, you know, not my words. Talib Kweli said them fools wasn't really aiming for his hand, but they said he received a gunshot wound to his hand. And it just got reporting in right now that he was grazed by the bullet. And, I mean, that's like 5 minutes ago. They just said he was grazed. He wasn't really hit with the bullet. It just grazed him. But no matter what, when people start talking presidency of a country and you end up going back and you get hit and you represent the country so bad, something ain't right.
Yeah, he's
tripping. And then we got Lil Wayne. This is just a small headline. Lil Wayne get hit with a sexual assault, something that happened in the studios over earlier in the year. And we got I want to give a big keep your head up to Soulja Boy. His brother was popped over the weekend. He got in a car accident, but he lost his life. So keep your head up, Soulja. And then let me see here. We got Nipsey Hussle. I don't know if anybody hit Nipsey Hussle, big Los Angeles West Coast rapper. You know, we call him with the new breeze that's coming in and taking over the game. He was linked to a shooting. Now, they said, actually, the headline read, on the corner of Crenshaw and Slauson, shooting has erupted involving Nipsey Hussle's brother and his ex-manager. Now, I ain't went too deep into it, but that's a big thing when you ain't even there, and it's your fault anyway.
Yeah, that's how
so
it is in hip-hop.
Man. I hope he'll, I hope he'll do no time behind it unless he sent out the... He put that message out there, go ahead and take care of this fool, but, man, that's something real big just to be linked with it because, you know, I guess your close people in it and people you involved with, but you ain't did nothing. But then again, we got a little bit of good news. Ludacris, you know, the most underrated, you know, he always come with some heat for everybody. Every time he drop, he got something hot. But now he's in line to be doing a movie that's coming out in December called New Year's Eve. So everybody be looking out for that. And that's so much for the news. You know, I'm going to hit y'all off with the top five R&B hip-hop albums off the Billboard. It switched up a little bit from last week. We got number five, we got Nicki Minaj with The Pink Friday, Rihanna with Loud at number four, Raekwon jumped in this week at number three. Hopefully he do good. His projections ain't looking all up to par, but hopefully he get in there, man, because I remember listening to Raekwon back in the day, and he was always the tightest one. Then we got Marsha Ambrosius. She took a step down. You know, I'm hearing this from left and right. Everybody asking me if I got her album, all that stuff. But just like y'all said, topping off at number one, big shout-outs to Chi-Town's Lupe Fiasco with the Lasers. He hit number one, and it looked like he ain't going to slow down no time soon. And this is your boy Kick with a little bit of news you can use. Everybody, make sure y'all still get addicted.
Yeah, stay addicted.
Hell no. Nah, hell no.
You know what it is, man. It's just dope for it, Joe. Quarter is great.
Fresh air, people's player. Hey, man, we got three beans in the building.
Hey,
shout out to that nigga who called earlier too. Fuck him still.
Hey, no, shout out
was too good.
Hey, check it out though, man. I wonder why that keeps happening. 693, give me a couple of seconds, she'll be on the air. And when I say a couple, I mean two. You're on.
So that's me?
Yeah, that's you. Check, check. 1, 4, 2.
What's cracking, y'all?
What up, Joe?
What it do? What it do?
What it do? Who is this, Joe?
This Tiana.
Who?
Tiana, you gotta turn your radio down in the back.
Yeah, Tiana.
Can y'all hear me now?
You said echo and shit.
Cause yeah. I was on my speakerphone in my car. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. What's up, T?
Carter, you know you can't quit rapping, nigga. You know it ain't even going to be possible.
I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I thought that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
I don't know. I'm just not checking in tonight. I ain't, you know, been on deck in a long time. So I'm just checking in. Calling you, Trevor Scott.
What up? Good, T. How are you?
I'm good. Just chilling. Pisces on deck.
Hey, that's what's up. Miss Pisces, what it do?
Miss Pisces, up, joke.
Chilling and shit, never saying nothing.
What's going on? Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday to you as well.
Appreciate it. We just called to check in.
Man, y'all stick around. We're giving them tickets away to the after party for the Kevin Hart joint, man. So y'all stay tuned.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Hey. And again, I would like to say on behalf of Miss Pisces, fuck dude who just called and said ain't nobody hot in the town. On behalf of Miss Pisces, I'd like to say fuck you. Thank you.
All right, check it out. We got some tickets coming up shortly.
On behalf of myself, I'd like to say fuck you again.
We have some tickets coming up shortly, and the way we're going to give them away is this.
Let's do it.
Hey, y'all ain't going to like this. Because this ain't no disrespect to nobody, but that first girl who called in, the first thirsty person, she didn't sound like she had nothing funny to say.
Right.
But the way you win them tickets is this. The person with the funniest joke.
And it has to be hilarious.
Now, it could be a knock-knock joke. If it's funny, like,
you know,
if it's funny.
The rule is everyone that's in the studio must bust the fuck up laughing at your
like, it could be corny, you know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't be hard, y'all. Y'all don't even get it. Like, the plants we got around here.
You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't be difficult.
Hey, let's check it out. The funniest joke will get you tickets to the spot.
Hey, y'all gotta wait, because I gotta put that out everywhere. I gotta put it on Facebook. I gotta put it on Facebook. I gotta put it on Twitter. Now listen, there's a rule. You cannot call and use somebody else's joke that's a known joke. Like, you can't call me and say doo-doo, baby, because I'm going to bust the fuck up laughing. You can't talk about purple stuff or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can't call.
They don't know what that is, man.
I'm sure they know Dave Chappelle. Trust me. Everybody knows Dave Chappelle.
Because they never seen
no
it.
No Dave Chappelle jokes, no Kevin Hart jokes, no
nobody's
jokes.
I mean, it could be something you heard at the bar. You know what I mean? You could repeat something from the bar. You could repeat something from.
But you can't call something you heard from Delirious or something.
That fool said your mom was so dumb, she got fired from the Eminem factory for throwing away all the W's.
Hey, and that is an example. But wait a minute, though. The CEO, wait a minute. The CEO of Gangsta the Grill Heavyweight Records, you bastard, you did not laugh. So, and that is an example of you not winning the ticket. I just wanted to. Hey, so we're going to go through another record, man. Hey, we're going to go through another record, man, but we definitely going to keep it pimping, man. Speaking of keeping it pimping, man, get it, Dickie, man.
Platinum through the door. V12 rolling,
nigga gon' platinum.
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 Swag like a lighter, and I keep my swag lit. Man, I'm on fire, can't tell a nigga shit. V12 rolling, got some honeys up in it. Say your pussy golden, but I only fuck with platinum chicks. Only talk platinum shit, only swallow platinum spit. Speak my own language, still I am the realest. Surrounded by Ciroc, but your boy sipping Hennessy. Loves is a hospital, and I was born in VIP. Sick and it's no cure, bad case of VIP. Still in the game killing, you can call us MVP. Whole fucking club jump in your car and follow me. Dude from the Shy in the D-O-double-G. We
platinum,
platinum five, platinum chick, platinum club, platinum rich, platinum shop, platinum flight, platinum queen.
Let a motherfucker know from the get-go. Came through the door slow with a fofo, limping, crimping, and pimping, mixing them all, fixing them all, drifting, lifting, dog. My rap is that, my Cadillac is dripping wet. You can bet, turn it up, roll it up, burn it up. Give it back to me, let me show you how to move that, groove that, groove that, groove that. All in, falling, balling, yelling, doggy, do that, do that. Record sales, wholesale, detail, retail, you fail, we sell. Ding dong, get your mama ring your bell. Back in the club with my nephew Tail. 25 girls in the dog cartel, and they do what the dogs say. Grip to the walkway, pimp it on them all day, can't you tell? I'm liking it, loving it, covering it, governing it. Drinks up, lunch lit, platinum, bullshit. Nigga, you know how we do this.
Platinum,
platinum five,
platinum,
platinum chick,
platinum,
platinum club,
platinum,
platinum rich,
platinum,
platinum shots,
platinum,
platinum flight,
platinum,
platinum queen,
platinum,
platinum.
Take it back to the back of the car, Mac, 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 and I'm hard. Like that crow cracking them hard. Rich nigga with a platinum card in a platinum car. With mink on the seat, bulge on the feet, hoes on the street. Cause they all wanna make that trip to the promised land. Little mama can give it to me like I'm the man. Give it to me like I told you. Grab you, flip you, hold you, break you down. Stop the press, drop your dress, cause I'm gonna take you down. What you think? I got drink and you won't drink right now. Two shots and now you ready for that. And I'm gonna gig it out. I know that you gigging that. Platinum smile on your face. Yeah, they know I'm digging that. And I'm liking it, loving it, covering it, loving it. Drinks up, lunch lit, platinum. Oh shit, you know how we do this.
Platinum five, platinum chick, platinum club, platinum rich, platinum shop, platinum flight, platinum queen, platinum life. Look at us, mom, we at the bar, we going crazy. Whoa, Earth is our turf, we on them jets, leaving them haters. Whoa, new popping models, I got models about to mix it. Whoa, I see a man, he causing problems, about to fix it. Whoa, you catch this sloppy, call me the cleanup man. Pimping's my hobby, first love, mic in hand. I got a platinum car, I got a platinum chain. I got a platinum chick, and she give me platinum brain. I ain't gon' bullshit the lady, this the real thing. Why they going gold? We the win platinum, man.
Platinum
five, platinum chick,
platinum
club, platinum rich, platinum shop, platinum flight, platinum queen, platinum life.
Oh,
Yeah. One quarter to great.
May.
Back in the building, fresh air to people's player. Hey, man, shout out to the whole Legal Dope staff, man. Hey, so this is it. You gotta call in and make the Dope Boys laugh.
Ooh.
If you can call in and make the whole staff, and there's four of us here right now, okay, that's actually, you know, at the table of thieves.
You know, that's real kind of hard to make laugh.
And that's my thing, and I'm so happy he's here. If you didn't hear Bully in the background, he said Gangsta Grills is so hard to make laugh, and that's why I'm
here.
I mean, hey, man,
he has a Gangsta Grill.
Hey, Fast, now look, everybody in the studio try to make Gangsta Grill laugh. We busted our own selves up.
I can make this nigga laugh, though. If anybody
can
make me laugh,
I'm
going to make you laugh. But
I'm going to call myself laugh.
Absolutely giving
those tickets.
That wasn't
funny. Tell a joke,
nigga.
That was very funny.
Tell a joke.
All right, so that's it, man. That's what it is. You got to call in. You got to make the Dope Boys laugh. That's what you have to do. And that's how you get the tickets. Did we talk to this person right here?
Yeah, that's...
Did we talk to this person?
No, that's cool. Let's do it.
That might be Fam's homie, or he might have called from his house.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah. 925, you're on the air. Couple seconds.
Yo, what up with y'all, man? How y'all feeling?
Oh, man, you know, chilling out. How about yourself,
man? Hey, this that nigga Sick Sicker, man. I'll just, you know what I'm saying, wanted to holler at y'all real quick and say what's good. You know what I'm saying? Show that y'all, you know.
Man, did we already do this?
So a nigga, yeah, hold on, man, because you didn't give me my chance, though, because you said fuck you after I got off the air. So, I mean, I just want to come back and see, like, so I'm just saying, man, I'm saying, give me my chance to go ahead and say what I got to say. I promise I won't disrespect you, man, because I ain't even on that level. So, but I'll talk to you real quick if you talk with me.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to talk about.
All right, man. But I'm just saying what I'm just telling you right now, man. Like I'm saying, that's some KK ass shit that you just did, dog. So it is what it is. You have fun, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just because you got in your chest, because
you
ain't
know,
like you ain't.
No. This thing you won't do. I ain't got nothing to say. Hey, listen, this is what me and you going to do, fam. Me and you going to go in the back room, we going to talk like two gentlemen. You understand what I'm saying? Because you came in my house. You understand what I'm saying? And what you were doing.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's still the same thing, man. If you going to be.
Okay, hey, now listen. What you were doing was you were being disrespectful in a way. You understand what I'm saying? You called my radio show. And I'm sure if you call my radio show, you know what the fuck I do. And yeah, I'm muted so motherfucking ass because you're going to listen to me. And see, this is what happened. Now, we can go in the private room and we can chat like two gentlemen. You understand what I'm saying? We can definitely go in the private room and chat like two gentlemen. But you came to my crib and you was disrespectful. Because everybody that's listening right now feels the same way. You understand what I'm saying? What I do is an avenue for all local hip-hop. You call and insulted my city. You insulted my town. You insulted all these dudes that's sending me music. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you did. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than rap. You understand what I'm saying? It's about you calling in. And you know what? I'm sure it was motivation for some people. You understand what I'm saying? But to the people that's listening to this show and don't rap and are just fans of D-Lad and fans of SQ and you know what I'm saying, fans of the Newgrounds and if people that are fans of them, they were offended. You know how many fuck you texts I got for you? You understand what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying, dude. It's bigger than me. I know what I can do. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm doing, so it's bigger than me. You understand what I'm saying? So like I say, if you would like to call my motherfucking phone, matter of fact, I'm going to call your phone. That's what I'm going to do. Right, go ahead.
I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm gonna play some quarter key for him. Some of that fun shit. Watch this. Nah, let's play some gangster shit, nigga. Fuck that.
Give him that then.
Okay, let's do it. Get a
take
ticket.
Take that.
Get a ticket.
Yeah, we eat, nigga.
These niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, certain some of that dope, man.
From the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the same block.
No go, nigga.
Cracking they grill. 26s on the Chevy box. Nigga, bro, I've been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave you that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twisted Psycho Drama kick it at. Me, I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. Fuck, I did everything under the sun so I can shine in the nighttime sea. Nighttime sea, everything under the moon. I skip traps out of Grandpa's lap. Shoes like West had a young nigga back in the bowling. Bitch, had a young nigga back.
They don't like that, yo.
Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth. And I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't fit wanna try and pimp you? Really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch. Tipped off from a trick at a nice size leg.
Young nigga 19.
And I had three whips. Was a prince back then. Not a king of this bitch.
Nigga take big dick.
Nigga boy stay fly. And my green stay fine. Nigga roll while I got
it. Down the block, Joe, so many times. Cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine.
I can't pull that off. Cause I talk that shit, man. I don't just rap.
My nigga,
my nigga don't trip. Get gone at the mall. Get lost in the south. Got guys that'll do a nigga in for Tim. No seems like Tim. That'll put him underground for the king of the town.
Got a pocket full of dough. Got a light green count. And a 38 snub on my waist right now.
Must be.
Because when a nigga can't sleep, gotta roast in deep. Gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me. Cause they never too so where Z might be. Might be on the block with my nigga do pop. On my guy J5 in the drop, big grits at the top. On my nigga quality on, take a shot. Step a tone that a nigga just drop. On my clock on the block.
He can't say that.
Only I can say this. Posted on A-Fab in Manhattan with pins. On my nigga Young West out west, eating shrimp, getting air from a chicken and set with the cool
altitude story right there, baby.
What the fuck I'm talking about, nigga? That's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West. Block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it. These niggas don't know what beef is, family. They really don't know, nigga. Beef is that shit, nigga, where you can't even sit, get up in the morning, take your kids to school, nigga. And you gotta look over your shoulders, nigga, when you taking a piss in the back alley, nigga. When you can't roll your wood in the passenger seat, nigga, without your homie telling you to look out, homie, duck, nigga. That's that beef.
Oh yeah, nigga. You know I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell y'all motherfuckers how I came up on all this work I got. Cause I got the best work in the town, you niggas.
My nigga, look, I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that Jay-Z, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written, Joe. Kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need you a crew. So take this double up with Pac, baby, all eyes on you. I told them bed, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work. I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block show. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of mystical, so I hit him with an A for that pot. A couple grams of DMX Joe and a 10 for the lock. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left for double up a Master P. I hit the streets. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. Little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. A month had passed, we had the no-go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving Mia X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us, but couldn't master it. Mr. G connected, called me, he was on some other shit. A hit of that Run DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the ins and outs of how to move the Reverend Run. Took an ounce of Dougie Fresh and KRS just for fun. The older hustlers mad, they still moving Curtis Blow. I done twisted up the game from 41 to Shedden Road. I hit the freeway with a couple of my youngest guns. A trunk full of that 666 to Memphis, about to have some fun. Right when I crossed the bridge, that clutch was on some other shit. Hit me to that player fly and dummy bags of skinny pimp. That player fly was right, I copped a quarter brick of that. Hitting off Memphis, Scott with Pella, bless my nigga with a sack of legal dope.
And there it is, niggas. You motherfuckers know who got the fast dope in the town, Joe. So y'all need to come shout with me.
Guess I gotta talk about me, huh?
topic of the story is your boy Big Sean. I had to rap, rewrite to keep my young mind calm. Pop left when I was 9, but fuck him, is this lost? And all my niggas wonder why I be moving with no boss. I do it with no break, I pray with no faith. I do it like I'm Pop, I'm taking the man place. While keeping my mother happy and my little brother safe. Life sucks, but fuck it, that was my favorite thing to say. Growing up in the go was hella crazy in my time. My cousin Kenny banging while I watch from the sideline. My cousin Money balling while I watch from the bleachers. They shot my cousin Quan, that nigga turned to a preacher. He tried his best to turn me, said I'd burn if I don't. I told him money, power, respect, it's all that I want.
You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster, then you gon' die like one. But that is all I know, for I can never change, take the way of a gangster. You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster, then you gon' die like one.
Fuck the teachers and the counselors, nobody can reach me. Man, I thought I knew it all, so nobody can teach me. Mama tried to beat me, that only made me more beastly. My people tried to teach me, that makes the hatred run deep. The streets, they love me, and they raised me to be who you see, kid. Educated by the hustlers and pimps on the block. My clock, it was small, but I kept it beneath me. 19, I was rolling like who wanna see me. The only niggas I respected was Pac and Face. Any other cat can see how this Glock could taste. Cock and spray, I can't put that pistol away. Receiving trouble for the kids since the very first spray. A troubled child with the love for the loudest pow. Now I'm older and I wish the chick could see me now. How I made it blind, got niggas jocking my style. And now they try to hold my guy and never let him out.
You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you won't die like one. Then you won't die like
if you
one,
live like
but
a
that is all I know. For I can
like
never change, take the way of a gangster.
I know real
gangster. You say you wanna know, I'll tell you
most
how I live.
Gangsta,
my mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster.
Then
you won't die like one. But that is all I know. I can never change,
can't
take the way of a gangster.
Crack pipes, shattered dreams on the basketball court. Double murder in the goal gave his life to the course. Ain't no lawyers where I'm from, we hold court in the street. If you ain't talking currency, then don't talk to me. A pistol worth a thousand words when you're tugging your teeth. The younger me made it so easy to be who you see. I talk to Westy, my right hand and my personal strength. Or Consigliere. Catch me talking to my homies in the cemetery. Tell them how my life is
fading
and how it's very scary knowing I can join them tomorrow. I plan on giving back and hope the Lord forgive me for the selling weed and crack. I mirror back upon the hustle, corrupting my father.
Corrupted his brother.
Attracting my mother.
They
to my
partner.
Hit to my brother. He lived a gangster life. And tell me what you need it from.
Say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son,
so I guess
you
live all
like
up,
a gangster. Then you won't die like one.
Like
but
a gangster,
that is all
like
I know. For I can never change. Take the way of a gangster.
Like
say
saying,
you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster. Then you won't die
like
one. But that is all I know.
So
I
can never change.
Take the way
of a gangster.
I say fuck you because I ain't like what you said.
Dedicated to all the real gangsters out there.
You know what it is, Joe, make, fresh out of people's player.
Hey, y'all, I'm still in the building, man. Hey,
yeah.
I'm having a personal conversation, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the private room, because we do got private rooms here at Legal Dope Radio. So, we, you know, you're in the building with the Dope Boys, and I'm having a personal conversation with the young man, Six Sipper, you know, and we're discussing why I said fuck him. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm explaining to him how I didn't only say fuck you. If Oprah Winfrey would have called in and made the same statement you made, I would have said, fuck her. If motherfucking Jay-Z called in and made the same statement about where I'm from, I would have said, fuck him. You understand what I'm saying? So it has nothing to do with who the person is. You understand what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with who the person is. Now, if this person took what I said personal, you understand what I'm saying? Then, like, you know, I was told, and he's listening now, and I'm listening to him, and he can chime in whenever he'd like. It won't bother me at all. But I was told when somebody says some shit like that, because this dude, he knows me. Like, you know, we know each other. So when a person says some shit like that, then it's some old other off-the-wall shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is how they feel. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I have nothing against this dude. You feel me? So, but like I say, fam, we're going to get back to this.
So basically, he was defending your shit, fam.
Basically, I was defending my city. I was defending where I'm from. You understand what I'm saying? And
hey, that's give girl an opportunity, fam, because I know she'll want to talk about this. She must got a joke she didn't Google. Hey, 772, you finna be on the air in a couple of seconds. 772, you on the air. 772, you on. Come on with it. What you got?
Hello?
Yeah.
Nay Neezy from the motherfucker B. Weezy. What it do?
Nay Neezy from B. Weezy. What up, Joe?
What up, Joe? I'm trying to get them 10 tickets.
Man, Nay Neezy, man, you know, you got to tell us a funny joke, man. That's how you win them tickets on Legal Door Radio tonight.
Y'all want to hear, you want to hear a funny joke?
Come on with it, Nay Neezy. Blood, you awake?
What is it that you step in real sticky and nasty and you walking down the street?
Gum.
Huh?
I don't know what.
Did y'all hear it? I said, what do you get when you walking down the street? You step into something sticky and nasty.
What you get?
The two chocolate bitches in North Chicago, Kimberly Benjamin, Sam Queen of South. No, y'all don't want
to
laugh,
huh?
Y'all don't want to laugh, huh?
Shout out to Nay Neezy, man.
Hey. 773.
We had 773 was freaking out. The radio was up too loud. Hey, let's do the 307. They chimed in real quick, too. Hey, hit one, fam. Nah, that's you, Black. Good. Yeah. All right, 307. Give me a couple of seconds. 307, give me one more minute, Joe. 307, you on the air.
Oh, you going to keep me on the radio?
What up?
What up, nigga?
What up, who this?
Okay, it's Black.
Who?
Mark Miller, nigga.
Oh, what up, sir, Black?
What up, baby? Fucking
shit,
around.
What's good, what's your fam?
Just chilling, baby. Fucking around with T-Money, listening to y'all this shit, yo.
Man, that's what's up, man. Big shout out to T-Money, man. They're over there getting addicted, man. That's what's happening. Hey, hold on.
Did he say T-Money or Mark?
Hey, we got...
Yeah, he said
T-Money,
baby.
Where you at? Hey, listen, though. Listen, we got these tickets to see Kevin Hart, man. I'm sorry, at the after party. We got tickets to the after party, man, at the long thing. And to win the tickets tonight, you got to tell a joke and make the whole room laugh, bro. It's four people down here. You say something funny, Fran, and the tickets is yours.
Well, I'm stupid as fuck, so you already know.
Man, come on with a joke, man. It could be anything. It could be a knock-knock joke. It could be anything, man. You come on with a joke, tickets is yours.
Say something funny, goddammit. Can I get some? Hey, that's Black Pope. It's Pokey. Can I get some?
We got two tickets. Yeah, we got two tickets, man. We're giving them away to the best joke. Y'all think on that, man. Get back in tune with the Dope Boys, man. Legal Dope Radio. Hey.
We got 24 minutes left. Somebody better tell me a good joke, man. Hey, man, I'm about to do this just because I feel like it. Get addicted.
Get your ass across the field.
confess.
Sounds like a love song.
Guess I gotta let it
burn. The most unappreciated.
Right? Yeah. Can't see them coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes. Where do I start? I guess the closest one to my heart, and how I let my foolish pride tear us apart. Now from the start I told you I would love you to death, with every ounce of me until there's no blood left. I think about it now when I'm so mad at myself. Used to love me when I had a baby with someone else. Then you stuck around when I was just in love with myself. You ain't need me, Nisha. You could have been with anyone else. You were dedicated, praying that one day I would change. But 10 years passed and I'm still doing the same. I didn't know my trip to Memphis almost drove you insane. So you found another guy to help you deal with the pain. I was hurt, but you can never tell. I cried when it rained. And I swore that I would never leave you lonely again. But you moved it on without me, and it's you that I miss. And deep inside a nigga so sick, shit. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. Hey, niece, I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. And Jay, Bonnie, and Clyde. You singing B's lyrics, looking deep in my eyes. Where every single ounce of me, I swear that I tried. But I was still in love with Nisha and it hurt me inside. Whenever I hit the block, you'd always load up my nine. Slip it in my pocket, kiss me, you was cool with the grind. But the whole time I was grinding, I was fucking with T. Coming home 3 in the morning, sleep on top of the seat. See, I never loved you, I was so in love with the street. And I guess that's why you turned around and cheated on me. Karma's a bitch, and I guess that's what I get. But if I could go back in time, I know I'd do the same shit. Same gold Chevy, eating with the same chick. Same weed spot with a limited tip. And I know that I was bogus, so my cheating was clever. I got to deal with the fact that we got a child forever. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the pen cry. Never knew about me. Well, she's the reason me and you, we never could be. Whenever I left your crib, you know I went home to
sleep. Knew that.
But you never spoke a word of our affair in the street. See, Carol told Pearl and Pearl told the world. And somehow it would have filtered down to my girl. Well, that is why today I feel it drop you a line. Cause out of every girl I had, I really felt you were mine. Even though you had a dude at the time, and I was doing my job. You never tried to say your baby was mine. You never really gave me problems, only helped me in time. I will pay you back for putting up with all of the lies. And I heard you had a baby girl, it looked like you mine. Well, tell her, on the low, she'll always be my sunshine. And ever since the day of birth, she's been on my mind. Well, it's gotta go, see, you know, back to my crime. So I had to make the song cry, Yeah, I can't see him coming down my eyes. So I had to make the pen cry, Yeah, hey, see, I seen him coming down your eyes. So I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes. So I had to make the song cry.
Gangsta, effortlessly, Papa was the Rolling Stone, so he ain't teach me to roll. Nah.
teach me how to be dope. Get my cash over bitches, get my product in bulk. It's because of my hustle. All my niggas were dealers, all my ladies were bitches. Some of my friends turned to killers. I'm a F in this gangster. I don't practice my D's. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm dope in a bitch. You niggas figure out that Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Trilla was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like I see is a legend. The Godfather of rap. Put the T in the text. Put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion. Little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm fat. But what they say after that?
To keep my young mind calm. Pop left when I was 9, but fuck him, is it lost? And all my niggas wonder why I be moving with no boss. I do it with no break, I pray with no faith. I do it like I'm Pop, I'm taking the man place. While keeping my mother happy and my little brother safe. Life sucks, but fuck it, that was my favorite thing to say. Growing up in the go was telling crazy in my time. My cousin Kenny banging while I watch from the sideline. My cousin Money balling while I watch from the police. They shot my cousin Quan, that nigga turned to a preacher. Wow. He tried his best to turn me, said I'd burn if I don't. I told him money, power, respect, that's all that I want. Niggas have fucked up the plug, bitches.
That's the teaser mix?
Yeah, man. I'm still a little upset with the homie. The Hey, so shout out to all the listeners, man.
Hey, fam, I tell you what though, I always make myself laugh, and if y'all keep playing, I'm gonna go to that joint, fam. I'm gonna tell a joke, and I'm gonna get it in myself.
All right, let's see what this do right here.
Hold on. Before you do that, I'm gonna recap the rules, cause this is gonna be funny. It should be anyway. I'll be giving away 2 tickets to the after set for Kevin Hart, Long Sing, Waukegan, Illinois. That's March the 24th, I believe.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, March the 24th, tomorrow. To get those tickets, all you have to do is tell a joke. But that joke got to make everybody in the room laugh. You know? It's almost like you're on the stage at the Apollo. You feel me? So, let me take your call. You got a joke, and if you make the whole room laugh, the tickets are yours. 818, a couple seconds, you'll be on the air. 818.
Say hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Say hello, is this Legal Dope Radio? Say hello, is this Legal Dope Radio? All right.
Bye.
Legal Dope Radio.
Pepples,
like, bye. Quarter Keys, the fresh air to people's player.
What up, Joe?
What up, Joe? Hey, man, I got a joke for you, man.
Come on with it.
For them Kevin Hart tickets, man. Check it out, man. I got 10 now, man, and I got the white boy around the corner. Hey, man. You got to get my tickets.
We never said that it could be no inside joke.
Hey, man, that was part of the rules, man.
That man is awesome. Oh, shit, nigga.
Hey, man, shout out to BMG, man. Hey, man, BMG. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas act like y'all done forgot us or something, man, but you know, we've been in the lab, man, for the winter months, man, and y'all niggas just get ready, man. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, man, you must didn't hear that nigga.
You must just missed the phone call 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I bust did, man. What happened?
Man, report to your screen, fam, and go to LegalDopeRadio.com and download the show, blood.
Oh, man, it must be some real fuckery going on. Hey, man, shout out to all you fuck niggas, man. Shout out to every fuck nigga on the face of the earth, nigga. If it wasn't for fuck niggas, nigga, it would be no niggas like me to fuck you niggas up.
See? And he didn't even hear what you said, nigga.
Hey, blood, report to your screen and download the show, man, and holler at us, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Hey, man, shout out to Legal Dope Radio going strong, man. We're trying to expand, man, into goddamn some big, big things, man. So, goddamn it, keep your ear open, all the Legal Dope listeners, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn it, it's a block like Key West Corporation, goddamn it. So, you niggas act like you know what it is, man.
Hey, that's our point, man. That was the whole point. Fam must be new to this, bro, because he must ain't been around. He don't know what's going on. It's a fucking, it's like a centipede, fam. We got a whole bunch of little... Man, we'll holler at you, man. Go to your screen, fam, and see what dude was talking about. It was crazy. You had to be there.
Hey, I'm holler at y'all, man.
Shout out to Lil Dre.
Hey, so look, man. If Russ was right, we did not say an inside joke came when you think it did. Because Fab just called, fam. It made every fucking body in the studio laugh. Especially the nigga who you can't make laugh. And he's still laughing right now. You know what I'm saying? So, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to shoot.
531, you on the air.
Big ass, whoa.
531, you on the line.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello? Yeah, I'm trying to win them Kevin Hardy tickets. I got a good joke for
you. Go ahead, what you got?
This is a your mama joke.
All right,
let's get it. Your mama's so dumb. Her big ass rolled over on her phone and thought her minutes was going to roll over.
Hey, you hear the people in the background, they ain't laugh. That was actually funnier than a joke. Hey, you know what's even funnier, fam? The fact that she wasn't listening and she didn't know that the person right before her just called Kevin. They just wanted to get a hard ticket. So, you know, this is how we gonna do it, fam. We gonna send all that person's information to the people at the spot, man, and we gonna have them VIP on the VIP list. All they gotta do is, you know, go up to the door and say their name. Legal Dope Radio sent you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, look at it. I got 10 now. I got this white boy around the
corner. Oh shit. And that was the joke that broke the camel's back right there. Shit, man. Hey, so we didn't have any Friday night.
We did have
an interference. And you know, the interference could serve as some hip hop, some hip hop, whatever you want to call it. Shout out to the online listeners.
Thousands and thousands.
I got a couple shout outs. I want to say shout out to J5 the Fly Guy first and foremost. Shout out to the boy Kickstand the Fourth, man. Shout out to the boy Gangsta Grill Heavyweight, you motherfucking bastards.
Say the fucking bastards.
Get to say the bastards. Shout out to the boys Triple B's, you know what I'm saying, 3B. Shout out to the boy Block Life, SQ, BMG, we all we got. Shout out to the boy Laz, Staff. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Shaq. Fresh out of people's players in the building, of course. Shout out to all our faithful listeners. You know, shout out to the new listeners. We got some real good stuff coming up. Like I say, we got one of Twista's artists coming up real soon. So, you know, y'all be on the lookout for that. We also got an interview with Mike Turner coming up real soon. You know, it's a lockout. You know, we're going to pick his brain.
Okay, wait, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm
damn, we're tripping, man. Got a direct NFL interview.
So, I'm working on that. 7-7 put me on the line.
Hello?
Yo.
7-7 put me on the line. What up, Joe? Hello?
I can't wait to get the air tickets.
Huh?
Can I win a Kevin Hart ticket?
Your joke wasn't funny.
Okay, I got another one.
Come on with it.
I just got people calling me and shit. Y'all know, y'all,
Y'all know I'm not the funny type of person, but I'm finna go real deep down inside myself.
That was funny. Come on with it.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yo, bitch is so nasty. You put our panties in the microwave and came out with a loaf of bread. With that Easter Sunday ass cookie.
So you're saying said person's bitch has a yeast infection?
You say what?
So you're saying that because you said yo bitch, so you're saying said person's bitch has a yeast infection?
No, we're not talking about you. Not you.
Yeah, we is.
No, I know you're not talking about me because my bitch don't have a yeast infection. I'm saying.
yeah.
I'm talking about. I'm the funniest motherfucker alive. Hey, but listen.
I'm not funny, y'all. Y'all know I can't tell no joke.
So corny.
Y'all
have
to do it for some shit, right?
And then even all you had to do was call in and be yourself. You
I didn't be myself. I'm not no joker. I was myself the first time.
Hey, who's all the people in the background? Tell them what up.
At my crew, my clique.
Tell the crew and the clique we said what up, man. Y'all getting addicted. That's what up. Hey, y'all hear that?
Hello?
Keep calling the fuck nigga. Hey, your joke was funny, though. It was all right. All right, so shout out to that joke. That joke wasn't that funny.
You are a funny man.
Shout out to that joke. That shit wasn't that funny. It was kind of funny, though. She said the bitch so nasty. You put the bitch drawers in the microwave, and they come out with a loaf of bread.
That was
funny. Hey, 3B's over here is killing me, man. He keep on hitting one and shit. Hey, so man, the Kevin Hart tickets went out to the homeboy Lil Dre. Really, he called it and got us warmed up. He knew what he was doing. Then he hit us with a joke. So fam won the tickets to go party with Kevin.
Hey man, look at man. I got $10 right now. White boy around the counter.
All right, man. So hey, it's 6 minutes left.
6 minutes. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Hey, man, I'm really gonna fix this shit up, man. I feel bad that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we couldn't show, man. We ain't had a camera.
We couldn't show, dude.
We didn't have our gunshot. Yeah.
I was waiting for that shit, too.
We didn't. We couldn't drop the bomb on him.
That nigga like 15 times.
I was gonna give him a round of applause.
We couldn't shoot the nigga down, though, fam. Big shout out to Reef, too, fam. Fam, birthday tomorrow, I believe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Reef. He also said shout out to you. I forgot to pass that on to you, you know what I mean? When he was going through the riffraff with Dude, he said, fuck Dude, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure it's 10,000 plus people somewhere that was saying, collectively,
fuck Dude.
Tallest finger, you.
Right. We'll see what this dude. Did we already do that?
Nah.
I think we already did.
399, can't wait to talk to you. 399, you on the air.
Yeah, this new right here.
You missed it, man. I'm sure you would have made me laugh.
Yeah, it wouldn't even been fair. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even press one.
What's up with it, though?
Shit. Pop 9, eating. Ain't shit up doing a motherfucking 10.
Hey, man. Shout out to Louie right there, man. What up, Joe?
I'm chilling, man. I'm what Dude said. I'm over here salty like damn, fuck Dude too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell him. Hey, but he kind of know me, fam, so he think it's personal. That was his thing. You know what I'm saying? I guess what I'm gonna tell y'all what it is. He fucks with an entertainment company, and the dude who run the entertainment company, I actually fuck with. Like, you know, we go back, and you know, and this is just where I'm thinking it come from because mind you. We didn't think it was the person that we didn't think it was him. You know what I'm saying? We thought it was somebody imitating Dude or saying that was their name. You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't know.
Was it the old boy he used to have a poodle fur on his Levi's jackets when he used to come around?
No.
Hey. On that note, fam, we'll holler at you, man. Hey, shout out to me, right, man.
Love you, boy.
Hey, we got 2-on-1.
That fool's at the poodle fur. And the other day, Jay was like, "Get around the show."
2-on-1, you on?
Yeah, it's a motherfucking remix. Hey, man, turn down your bum ass radio, man.
Hey, listen, man, 201, turn your speakerphone off or
hang the motherfucking phone up.
Hey, listen, for real, 201, turn your speakerphone off or tell the other person in the background to take their phone off the speakerphone. You know, because it's either 2 people in the room or your phone on speakerphone, and we can't hear nothing that's going on.
We're going to try this one more time.
201.
Hey, man, that shit sound like it was a, it should have been a skit on a Quimini. Step your hip hop game up. hey, but what I was saying though is, I just felt a little personal once. It felt personal once I found out that it was who it was. You understand what I'm saying? That's when it felt personal. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I kept asking fam if he know me to make sure it was who I thought it was. And once I found out who it was, that's when it felt personal. Because he shouldn't have took what I said personal, being who it was.
Man, like I said, man, when I die, cremate me and put my ashes in the Etch-A-Sketch.
That's hard. Get a dick.
What they do? They smiling in your face, stab you in your back. You won't stop in the nugget, hit the bottom, it's a fact that they leave you on the floor. Around you anymore. They love to see you fail. Hope you never win. And if you lose, they can continue. Don't try it again. Cause they've seen it all before. Nobody really makes it anymore. So really, nigga, I'm making views. I'm so on top of my game. The road to success was closing, so I made another lane. A few stop signs, a couple potholes, and a bunch of women from my past screaming.
Around you anymore. They love to see you fail. Hope you never win.
seen it all before. Nobody really makes it.